Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, presented by Shay's Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me today are my co-party hosts, Juliana Tracy.
Woo, hello.
And Kenny Lazuski.
Hello, everyone. I'm just, like, taken back by this new sound blanket.
It's a big...
You can't see it, but it's right behind Rita's head.
Yeah, we put it on a curtain rod before you got here, and it might have fallen on my head, but it might not have.
Save that for the workers' comp.
I wasn't a witness. I was not a witness, but...
Some people break a leg.
Is it from hotter?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah, because it's hot in here today. It's hot. This summer's been hot in general, but...
Speaking of summer... It has been a fast summer. We are almost done. We've had many a theater camp and many a camper come through our campus. We're on our last camp this week.
What are the camps that have been so far?
Yeah. First of all, congrats, Team Education, because I know you're all hankering for a long, long nap after this summer. But we have our musical theater camp, and then we had Actors Edge, and then Comedy on Cue.
It was How to Be a Comedian?
Yeah, like sketch comedy.
You think I can do it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Thank you for your leadership as my one-man tour.
Yeah. Is it supposed to be like people laugh when you talk, or is it going to be like
people do that now at the office?
Yeah.
But or I don't think they're with you.
Oh, it's at me.
Yeah. Oh. I'm joking.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
No, yeah, it'll be great. A great review.
I should have gone to Comedy on Cue.
You should have. You would have learned a lot. A lot.
There's a science behind comedy. Is that what this is like?
Well, this week it's the science of theater camp.
Yeah, is it at the Science Museum
for the first 2 days, and then they're going to come here and they're going to learn with our stagehands.
That's a great idea. I love it.
It's really fun.
Great. One of our centennial offerings.
Yes, because for those who don't know, we are officially we've been getting geared up and geared up and geared up, and now we are in it. We are in our centennial season.
Woo!
Happy 100 years!
Yes,
to 100 more.
When was the official? When did we officially kick this off?
We started like back in January.
No. You said now it's the season. It starts with Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is our special subscriber add-on.
Yes. Thank you, Gallagher.
So yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. While it's not technically a like Broadway subscription show, it is part of
the season kickoff. Yeah,
and like to Rita's point about the summer being quick.
Yeah,
that's like it's August.
Yeah,
it's like in 2 weeks from the day we're recording this.
It starts. The 20th?
Yeah.
It's next week.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Next week?
Yeah. When this episode comes out on August 20th, it'll be opening night.
Don't get me wrong. I'm so excited for Beauty and the Beast. I love Beauty, but like, that means summer's over.
Almost. Yeah.
Oh God.
You got to get your summer camps in and your bonfires in, your s'mores.
But Ken, that means fall's coming.
Yeah.
Right. Halloween, fall. Dude, we're going to tease a little. We had this idea for Halloween, and you have to comment or say something if you like this idea to make this a reality for the Halloween.
Oh, the Halloween episode.
Halloween episode, but the Halloween event we want to do at Shay's.
That's right. I mean, we have some ideas.
Yes.
Because some of us like horror movies here at Shay's.
Yes.
And
like if we did an adult themed, like Werewolf and American Werewolf in London, Fright Night, those kind of movies, cocktails that are themed, like put some fog on the stage or something. Just like a fun night, adult night out at Shay's for Halloween.
All right.
Shay's, what did we call it or something? It was like Halloween. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it's called. But that too. And Shay's is haunted to begin with.
I mean, it might be. We watched the YouTube video.
This is a tease for the Halloween episode now.
There are stories. Yeah. It's debated. You'll have to tune into our Halloween episode at some point.
I know. If you get me going on ghosts now, then this whole episode
is going to derail from our recap to a ghost episode.
But yeah, let's do a little recap. So this is episode 11 for those of you following along at home.
Who'd have thought? Not me.
No, we were trying to replace you for weeks now.
Yeah, Rachel, you tried. Haha, sucks to suck.
Yeah, we had Rachel, and we had...
Mary
O'Shai with the Scarlet Pimpernel.
I'd be honored. Now, no offense, Rachel. I'd be honored for Mary to replace me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Mary's...
We got to find a 71st production of
Scarlet Pimpernel.
And then we got to find it.
So we had Rachel as a guest. We had Mary O'Shai. We had
Nayla
and Karen from Dreamgirls, which is... They were phenomenal.
That was great.
Then we had Chris. Rita's husband.
Then his name is Chris. He has a name, not just Rita's husband. Okay.
From Electric City. And yes. Rita takes this very seriously, as she is the first lady of.
Oh my gosh. We established it was Michelle, their director of marketing. Come on.
Sorry, Michelle.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. You should be.
But yeah, that's crazy. So we had a few guests, so we wanted to take the time to kind of recap where the podcast is.
Yeah.
Right, where we're going. What's going on at Chase too? Just a kind of a conversational recap episode.
Yeah, this is like our back to school episode. Like, we're finishing up our summer vibes, and now we're on to our summer reading, like you do at like the last minute. I mean, that was me as a high schooler.
The reports and the projects last minute, or the spark notes.
The last week.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
The last week of summer, yeah.
Yeah, I can totally read of Human Bondage in a week. This is fine.
So we have Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
The first show at 7:10 is Dreamgirls.
Yep.
September 10th.
Through the 28th.
And then Curtain Up is...
September 19th.
And what is Curtain Up? I've never been to Curtain Up.
You've never been to Curtain Up?
I went to a party
last year.
And I didn't no idea what the hell was going on. There were like people dressed up. Then I wasn't really dressed up. And then there were people singing in the lobby. What's the people that were in the lobby?
So last year was Starring Buffalo. Yeah, Starring Buffalo. Shout out to my friends.
Should have been Starring
Emily
Juliana in the lobby. Sorry, Juliana. I was just trying
to shout out my Starring Buffalo pals, Emily and Drew. But that's fine.
I wanted to shout you out though, Juliana. Just you.
Thank you.
Talented actress and singer you are.
I mean, tune in for my one woman show up in the lounge during The Outsiders.
Wait, you're bringing that back?
Well, I don't know the music of The Outsiders. I've only read the book. I'm very excited to see it on the Tuesday. So actually, I won't know what's going on. So you'll just see my interpretive.
Because that was a real inspiration for the podcast was Juliana's one-woman show of Les Mis.
Yes.
In the lounge last year, singing it to somebody who's never seen it or heard it.
Yeah.
And I was like enthralled. It was great.
This will be my first, this may be a lie, but will be my first Curtain Up not seeing a show instead of working a show, because The Outsiders will be.
And a correction.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
The Outsiders will be playing during Curtain Up. So this is the first time that I've actually worked the lounge during Curtain Up. So I'm very excited. Because then I will have time to glam up afterwards.
Yeah, there you go.
But yes, Curtain Up is a huge celebration where basically all the theaters in Buffalo kind of start at the same time, like their production of the shows. Usually it's their opening night for most of them. Yeah. That's not always the case. I don't think that's the case for like Dreamgirls, for example.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For the most part, it's kind of to herald the start of the season for Buffalo Theater. So people will be going all over, like
up and down Main Street,
as well as like there's some places in Amherst.
Oh,
there's like
cool.
Yeah, actually, what? Last year there was a O'Connell and Musical Fair were both in Amherst,
right.
So they had shows then. I don't know what the seasons are for them. I mean, obviously, Musical Fair is at 7:10 now, so they don't have a Curtain Up show this year. It changed, but like the past years, people would be coming from all over basically after the shows to downtown.
Yeah.
So the Amherst shows, then they would come after to Main Street.
So, like, the energy is for Curtain Up.
Oh, shit. All right.
You want to go get your drink, your cocktail, and your bites, and then you want to go see your show. Whatever opening night show it is.
We have a party.
Yeah.
We have a cocktail party every year at Bijou.
Last year was in the lobby, though.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that was... Yeah. Correct me. Yeah.
Because I was waiting for Juliana's one more
this
show.
This year.
Show up.
This year is in Bijou, so I'm a liar.
The Curtain Up kickoff party is Friday, September 19th at the Bijou Club level. And if you'd like to buy tickets, they are at shays.org/performances. I know, I did that whole thing without a script.
I'm like so in here. Right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do we have a show at the Smith during Curtain Up? Because I know last year we had something... At each like venue, like we had Starring Buffalo in the lobby for Shays Buffalo. We had something at Shays Smith, and then we had I think Newsies at
7:10 with Kevin Oakey. Yeah. So this year we don't have anything in the Smith at the time because it will be running for the Bistro.
Oh, awesome! Okay.
But
you're right.
I do know there is going to be a Neil Raddus show called On the Canal towards the end of September. So if you are looking to check out Shays Smith Theater in action, we've got programming for you this year, as well as 7:10 at Shays Buffalo.
So really, September, the whole campus will be
active. Oh, yeah.
It's
Outsiders. Yeah.
It'll be buzzing. I'm very excited because the end of the whole thing is like.
Oh, just got a notification on Outlook. Sorry.
The whole thing is like the theater district is super alive, and there's like a parade in the street that happens every year in terms of there'll be like live musicians. I was a part. I walked with.
I saw you.
Did you see me tripping the street in fall? And
no, I did not. I saw you only looking amazing and glamorous.
Yeah, no. At one point, my heel got caught into the train track, and obviously the trains aren't running at that point because they block off the street.
Sure. Yes.
My heel got caught in the track, and I just went like timber.
No.
And I had to go to alleyway because it was like the only ones that were open because they had the cocktail parties still going
on. Yeah, that's right.
And Emma gave me bandages.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Emma.
Yeah.
No, yeah. If you're on Main Street and you haven't done curtain up before after the show, last year I hadn't done curtain up before. That was my first curtain up.
That was your first curtain up too?
It was. I'm not usually a big like. Let me go out to the streets and
you don't typically do that on a street, not anymore.
I always
save that to Wednesday.
Yeah, right. I do always joke though that Buffalo Theater gives me two opportunities to go out into the street and drink,
and it's curtain up and the Arties.
Yeah, yeah.
So is the Arties the same kind of vibe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's usually food trucks after both, but curtain up I think tends to have more because the whole thing is the after party.
Sure.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was this. People are explaining to me too that it used to be a tent.
Yeah.
On Main Street, like, I left early.
No, yeah, there's live performances that happen. Like, there at one point there was like a fire breather one year.
Yeah.
Like, there's like fun and crazy stuff. Like,
live music. Yeah.
Who is
I'll tell you how to bar crawl it if it'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that, but who's I don't know if I want.
You don't want to bar crawl?
I don't really know anybody. I'm not a thespian.
Ken, you're gonna be working the show, so just come out.
Yeah, you have work that night.
The lounge is open.
Yes, the outside. That's why I said it's the first.
Yeah,
time.
That's why the Smith isn't open
ever for me. Well, that might be a lie because I may have had a rehearsal one time in college. But
I love watching my coworker react to realizing he has to work on a Friday night.
Wait a minute, Mom.
Yeah, it's curtain up Friday.
It's curtain up Friday, and we have the lounge.
Yep.
Now, do we think that it'll be different this year? That there's like a Broadway show here for curtain up because there's going to be a lot of folks that don't know what the hell's going on with curtain up. That are
I mean, most of the people who come to our shows know what's going on.
Oh, actually, this is
that might be an invitation for more people to join in on.
So it's going to have a good impact, a positive impact.
It's not hard to figure out how to join in.
It's
what I'll say.
There's no tickets. You just kind of show up on the street.
That's great.
I mean, you pay for the food in the food truck, but like no one is charging you for just standing out on the street and having fun. So, like, you can go and not spend a single dime.
What is the cabaret space at 710 doing, besides having Juliana perform?
Obviously, the Shea 710 bar will likely be open if construction's rocking. Right. And then I'm going to tell you how to bar crawl, okay? All right, you ready for this? All right.
Take
notes.
I didn't bring one, but...
So obviously, you go see Dreamgirls or whatever show you would like.
Yes.
And you get out, and then you go to that bar first. So if you're at Dreamgirls, you get out, you go to the 710 bar, you get your cocktail and your theater cup.
Yes.
After you finish that responsibly, then you go to Matinee and visit all of our friends, Rex and Kevin.
Hi, Rex. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Rex. Hi, Kevin. And then you get free popcorn from them if they're selling it that night.
Mm, they might. They might have a reduced menu. Sometimes I know the Arties, they reduce.
Oh, that makes sense.
The menu, so it was simpler. Because they get slammed.
That was my follow up to interrupt your bar crawl thing. They must be mopped.
They get real mopped
because it's the theater bar.
Yeah, but they handle it so well. They make it flow. You know,
like, and those are the owners that you said the names.
Yeah, Rex and Kev.
They usually post when there's like a reduced menu. It's not often. It's usually like for events like the Arties or Curtain Up. They post it on their social media, so you know ahead of time too.
You're really doing like the how to do curtain up right now.
Yeah.
Like an article.
So like so after to you
how to do curtain up.
Yes, exactly.
This is good. Yeah.
And Juliana's right. Do not wear heels, my friends.
I mean,
if you want to, go for it.
So it is the second time of the year that I will dress up. So I will be in heels. I know that's
I'm going to have to pick you up out of the grate this year. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like out of the trek grate.
And mine weren't even like stilettos. Mine was like a big heel and it went right into to the grave. So be careful is my...
Be careful.
Be vigilant. Have flip-flops as a backup in your purse.
That's like the wedding. Remember how people do that at weddings? Like, they'll have, like, the basket full of flip-flops and stuff.
Yeah. Because
by the end of the night, you will see a lot of girls, including myself.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, female-presenting people, including myself.
Yeah. Rocking it out
barefoot.
I'm dressing up this year.
Maybe that's what we should do. We shoot some cast party themed flip flops and walk around and pass them out.
Are we recording that night?
We could.
Why can't we?
Let's figure it out.
Something. We should be doing
Friday night in the lounge. That's why.
Because you have work.
Work is great. But we'll
say
work.
Hi to us if you're
we'll
seeing
work. And then can't we work after?
You could.
Or not watch. I mean, this
we'll find a spot. We can like busk.
Not that work isn't fun.
We can podcast busk in the street.
I mean, there's a lot of tables out in the street. So, yeah. I know Arda will sometimes do a raffle fundraiser. I got one year, I got a pretty hefty gift card to Matinee.
Ooh,
along
right.
with all their merch because I won the Arda raffle. Nice. I think I might have put $10 towards it that year. And it was $1.
22 tickets.
You deserve it.
A lot of tickets. But I really enjoyed that. I don't know what they're doing this year, if they're doing anything this year, but shout out to them because that always. I'm always competitive and I always try, but
why can't we live record in somewhere
probably
cabaret
could.
After?
We should figure it out. We should
figure that out.
Yeah, we'll plot away, and then maybe you'll find us
because
on
we're
the streets.
At the lounge at intermission.
I'll go up
and
before.
Everybody goes out after the show, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, you can help us in the lounge, Rita.
Oh boy, yeah. Thank you. Can I bartend?
Oh, yes.
Yay.
Yes, we'd love to have you. For those of you who don't know, the development office runs the Spotlight Lounge, which is the lounge that overlooks the Grand Lobby.
Come say hi to
for
us.
For donors that give $1,000 more a year. And they can come an hour before the show and then during intermission. But it's the development staff that really helms the hospitality. I don't do anything. It's Cassandra and Juliana do everything for the lounge. I just show up and pretend like I know what I'm doing. But that's what we're referring to, by the way.
Spotlight Lounge. And there's cheese.
Yeah.
If you want to join the Spotlight Lounge, donate $1,000. Message me. Call me.
And you spread it out over 8 shows. It's a pretty good deal. After you finish at Matinee, you walk down and you go to Alleyway Theater.
Yes.
Because they have a beautiful lobby and bar space.
Never been inside.
Oh, my God.
It's so pretty.
Should we
walk
document
it out?
Document the bar
He's
crawl.
Ideating.
Let's do it.
full reality show kind of, just somebody's following us with the camera.
Yeah.
We may edit it.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. Mostly probably edit
Discord
it.
Or something.
Yeah.
Vlog it.
Yeah. Vlog it. But no, could you...
That'd be crazy.
I'm writing all this.
I like how this episode has become us planning other episodes.
It's still good.
Guys,
we can edit.
Check into my vlog. I'll vlog. I've been wanting to do that more.
Oh, man. And then, obviously, after you find Emma and her Huskies, if they're out that night, and
they
you wrap
be.
Up at Alleyway, they better be, because I love those potatoes.
They were last year, because I remember they tried.
Yes!
They tried.
Well, it's just Ash last year.
It was just Ash. Ash kept trying to get to my open wound. I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
This year, Oakley will keep him in line,
yeah.
I'm sure.
No, and it wasn't a bad thing. He was trying to heal.
He was trying to be a good boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those of you who want some Main Street theater lore, one of our good friends at Alleyway Theater, her name is Emma. She has a beautiful husky named Ash. And then this year she got a second husky and her name is Oakley. They're so cute. And that is, if that isn't reason enough to come visit us on Main Street, I don't know what is.
You'll see it in the social poster this episode.
There we go.
There you go.
But then let's finish this bar crawl. So then obviously you head over to Bijou and you say hi to our friend Mike. And after you're done popping over there, you should definitely hit up Irish Classicals Bar because that should be open as well. And that is underrated bar in my opinion.
Yes.
It's so pretty.
Never
it's classy.
Oh, never been there.
Ken.
This is why I'm ideating about the what we should do for the episode.
There it goes.
Whatever.
And then I don't know, is Road Less Traveled gonna have their bar open as well?
I don't know, because they're a little bit further down the street.
They are.
Most people I know, the central kind of hub is the section of Main Street that
we're on.
We're on, the majority of the, not majority of the theaters, but, there's Alleyway, Us, 710, like
Irish,
the,
yeah.
Irish, like that kind of Plaza of the Stars, I think is what it, that kind yeah. of area is usually where the hub is. I don't know if stuff happens down there. I usually don't make it that far down.
I don't make it.
But I know that that's another theater that's on Main Street that is open and doing a show that,
yeah.
that you should check out.
I maybe I'm a broken record at this point, but Roadless Traveled also has an amazing bar.
They do.
Like, it's so beautiful.
Every bar is amazing.
I like they're just are, they're all like well curated and they're decorated.
These are little hidden gems that
yeah.
up gives folks the opportunity like me that have never seen these
yeah.
places.
Because you
yeah. see them in a very approachable, nonchalant, free, just
yeah, yeah. roll up, well, see what you're like, yeah,
but, yeah, because yeah.
yeah, usually you could only access them during a show.
That's what
yeah.
I mean. That's
so
what I mean by that. Yeah,
I say go now.
That's
yeah,
you can go use them as an actual bar like they are.
And it's
yeah.
kind of curtain up energy and activity is something that Shays as an organization is trying to bottle and like duplicate that kind of. Street, like, just activate this the street more.
Get,
just
get more people.
To, yeah,
yeah.
Just to see this the street, like, curtain up, like, to see that is, like, there's so much energy and so much just positivity and just, I don't know, I love seeing this people walking around. Like, the one day we had the podcast at 710, Chicks in the Office was at 710, and then we had
oh,
like,
that's right.
and,
mm-hmm.
and, like, 42 was bumping, that was bumping, this, and it was just so cool.
Yeah.
And that kind of, we're just trying to harness that to make that... you know, as often as we can.
There's so many cool places to visit on Main Street, and TDA, which is the Theater District Association, who puts on Curtain Up, does a really great job of showcasing not only all the great spots to visit on Main Street and all the theater on Main Street, but just how many, like, how like, robust and, like, wonderful this community is and how good we are at celebrating each other. I think that's really unique to Buffalo. But... yeah, there's even if you aren't someone who is a drinker or someone who likes to hit up the bar, there's like all these places do killer mocktails.
Yeah.
They
oh,
have
yeah.
amazing ambiance. Like there's you're not going to be missing out. There's food trucks.
Has amazing yeah. cocktails.
And then
mocktails.
Just,
mocktails.
Yeah. And both. They have great.
Yeah.
yeah. My mom doesn't really drink it. She always gets the same orange mocktail. I forget the name of it.
It. Yeah.
Ooh.
And just
yeah.
to further your comment about like everyone's so excited, it really like builds community because everyone's like comes up to each other and like, oh, your dress is pretty. Where did you?
Yeah.
What show did you see?
Nobody said
blah, blah, like.
I can't believe that.
Oh, I saw.
The floral one?
Rachel called me ugly.
Aw.
That was it. It was the opposite effect of Juliana.
I was being very wholesome. I was like, everyone is like excited over what
oh,
show.
I know. He totally cut that at the ankles. Juliana, you're right.
Everyone is like,
Juliana always cuts me at the
skipping
ankles.
And holding hands. That's not true. But like, holding hands, singing Kumbaya, talking about the shows that they saw. But yeah.
Yeah. Just like there's something nice about being with people who have a similar background or passion as you, just being able to
yeah,
yeah theater club it out.
Yeah, and it is open to everybody.
Yes.
So like even if you don't see a show that evening,
yeah.
you're still welcome to come and
yeah.
like me because I'll be working.
Yeah, yeah, Ken, you can sit with us.
I think
you yeah. also mentioned the fact that the casts usually come out after all the shows.
Yeah, so the majority of the time, the casts also come out during the shows. And
yeah.
it's like, so like, it's all exciting. Like last year, like the cast of Newsies came out or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is also an open invite. I don't know. I don't think anyone in the Outsiders is what is listening to this. But since y'all are here, if you're listening
yeah.
to this, join us for Curtain Up, man. Like, it'll be so fun.
Here's our great expectation for the Outsiders cast.
Why wouldn't they though?
Please join
they
us for Curtain
will.
Up. You will have so much fun and you deserve a break while you're teching at Shays.
Yes, because Outsiders, is that public net? We can talk about that, right?
Yeah, we can talk
yeah,
about
Outsiders
that.
Outsiders is...
teching.
Yeah, what is and that's they build the stuff and all that, right?
So
close. Do you know what teching is? Just
so curious. I thought it was like they build the stuff like here or like test stuff.
Yeah, you're close. So it's like it is a pre-production component, but basically tech is when you get everything from the pieces of set that are built to the lighting design cues to the sound cues to where the artist is standing on the stage for that cue or what have you and
mm-hmm.
making sure that transition goes smoothly with this scrim going up or down.
Oh,
yeah, so like every beat they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to take them
Jesus.
A couple of weeks.
Because they move in or they come here like
they,
2 weeks before.
Yeah, I think they're here for a total of 3 weeks. Obviously, the last week is them doing preview performances.
Yeah.
They officially open in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, which is the setting of the actual musical.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they have a song about being in Tulsa.
I can't
remember.
Yeah.
But their preview performances, which is, just for the record, it's usually the same thing. Like,
preview usually means that the press and media haven't released any, like, articles about it yet. It's like a safe space for artists to kind of get the show off the ground and then invite your audience.
Wait, and that's what they're doing here or in Oklahoma?
Yeah, here. So Buffalo audiences are technically the first people that are going to see this national tour.
Oh, my God.
Like, they have a special, like, our audience have a special, like, moment in that. Like,
a little lens into the behind the scenes.
Yeah. You're seeing, like, it'll be the full production, so you're getting your money's worth, but you get to be like, say that you were a part of the preview audience, so like, they get to, based on Buffalo audiences, they know where people will laugh, they know where
we'll like inform them a lot,
but give them insights on what is working, what jokes are landing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like the beats, making sure the pace is happening.
Pacing.
I mean,
that's the word, pacing. Yeah, yeah.
They probably have a lot of that down since it's a pre-established, like it's spent the year on Broadway.
Oh, so they can look at the footage. But
they might find some new components to it. And like, even with previews, another thing that could happen, probably won't happen, but is always kind of interesting, is they honestly might say, hold, like the stage manager might say, hold, and they might have to fix something right there, which is kind of cool. I remember.
Show?
Yeah. Ooh. That seldom happens, but I will say it's a really cool thing to watch. Like, I remember a few years ago, I was watching the preview of A Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which was a very tech-heavy show. And there's a component where the main character falls into, like, the train tracks of the subway. And they had to rework that while we were in the audience. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of cool to watch them, like, safely get them out and then safely redo it and then watch it go the way it was supposed to.
They don't, like, close the curtain?
Or no, if they don't. Yeah, they can't.
Or whatever.
No. Yeah, so you'll see.
It's
I mean,
Chris's plane he built.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to tech it. Look at you.
Yeah.
Aww, you learned so much these past
episodes.
I'm
just trying to be able to like hold conversation during curtain up.
I think you got it.
Be like, how's teching?
Ian? Yeah. You got. Yeah. Do you want to practice the scenario?
Yeah, we'll have to practice social before I go out and curtain up.
Hi, I am Ken.
How's
nice to meet you, fellow thespian.
Oh, God, I forgot the name of the one thing I was going to say.
It's giving very much like from SNL. How do you do, fellow kids?
You got this.
Oh, God.
Ken's ready for back to school. He's going to make new theater friends.
No, yeah, new theater friends. New theater friends. What? Oh, shoot. There's one word. The word of the day escapes me from whatever
episode.
Are you
going to say proscenium?
Yeah.
I found it.
How is your proscenium for your production going?
Yeah, you can ask that. Yeah,
Mr. or Mrs. Actor, actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. You got it?
Yep, I can't wait for curtain up. We're going to be live blogging the whole thing.
All right.
I already wrote it down on my my notebook here.
This is a promise that you hear first that you find out if we deliver.
We're going to deliver.
Well, if I will,
I'll attach it to my head. Like, I'll attach it to my forehead.
All right.
Whoa.
What are you attaching?
We can have my sister.
Kayla.
Vlog it. No, she'll film. Yeah, she'll do it.
Shout out to Kayla.
I'll give her the date now.
All right. I like this.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we got a lot of homework, obviously, but I don't know if the Shays patrons would like any more homework, but I've got a challenge, and I think that it's in line with maybe a challenge or a club that we might have on the horizons here at Shays. I'll find out later. But I've got a kind of prompt for everyone, which is, this is a very book adaptation heavy year for Shays Buffalo programming here, and our Broadway season has how many book to musicals? The Outsiders,
The Notebook
by Nicholas Sparks, and then Outsiders by S.E. Hinton, Wicked
by
Gregory McGuire. Oh,
Water for Elephants
by, I want to say, Sarah Rudin.
I don't know.
Whoa, someone check me on that. I will say, so I read Water for Elephants as a teenager and was like,
Sarah Gruen.
Oh, so close.
Gruen?
Sarah.
G-R-U-E-N.
G-R-U-E-N.
Water for Elephants, a novel. Gruen, Sarah.
That is a fantastic novel. If anyone is looking for a book club vibe this year. I can't think of a better kind of theme and collection than that right there.
How many are we at?
That's four. Technically, Kimberly Akimbo is a play. So you
could read a play.
A straight play, so you could read the play.
Kimberly Akimbo?
Kimberly Akimbo.
Five
out of eight. Right? Because Cirque du Soleil, I mean, Twas the Night Before Christmas is a poem.
Six.
Yeah.
So six. And Sus, I mean, I'm sure we could get some
literature about the suffragettes.
And who's eight?
Who's eight? Oh, sugar. I always forget the eight. Like, I always get them all except for one.
It's Beauty and the Beast.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, technically, it's an original fairy tale. Like, you could read.
If you want to get in the Disney's Beauty and the Beast spirit, you got to make like Belle and read some books. You know?
Yeah.
That was
cool. Off that list. Yeah. Off that list, what have you guys read? Out of curiosity.
Okay, so The Outsiders, I think I've brought this up before. We ran out of time in eighth grade, so we watched the movie instead. So I'm going to read the book this year. I got a copy of Wicked when I was a kid.
Me too.
I was reading a good chunk of it, and then I think my parents realized I should stop reading that.
Why, man?
It's a little PG-13.
Jeez. As somebody
just the book.
Whose parents... Well, because, so, parents often make the mistake, because Wicked is such, like, not a family-friendly show, but it's usually a good introduction for all ages.
Yeah.
The book is not.
Wow.
A lot of times the book will have, like, the pictures of the Broadway cast in there.
Yeah.
And stuff like that is, like, a promotional thing. So, like, I remember when I was, like, I had to be, like, 12. Like, I picked up the book because it had the pictures and the whatever. And my mom was like, yeah, sure, and she doesn't look into anything.
She didn't clock it.
Yeah. There's a lot of mature themes, is what I'm going to say. It's very sophisticated. And I was one of those kids that was, like, reading at, like, a high school level when I was, like,
in
high
school. Yeah, Juliana.
So,
G&T.
But, there is a lot of mature themes. And sometimes parents make the mistake because, like, Wicked is such a phenomenon in terms of movies and whatever. They're very different from the adaptation. Like, there's some musicals that stay very close to the book adaptations. Like, I would say The Outsiders is very close to.
Yes, very loyal to
their source material. Yeah. Sometimes there's changes that are made.
That might make it more accessible to everyone, regardless of
age.
Isn't
Angelina Jolie a producer?
She is.
Oh, wow. Ken. I didn't know that.
I feel like I saw her in an interview. Like, that was, like, the first time in, like, 10 years she went on, like, Jimmy Fallon or something. Mm-hmm. It was to promote Outsiders. So that's the only reason I know it.
That's cool.
Yeah, she is.
Look, I could bring that up in my curtain.
You should. You're ready.
Travels.
Yeah, no.
I'm really Googling this Wicked themes, like, right now.
There's a lot, and off air, I can tell you, like,
all the things.
My first takeaways reading it as a 12-year-old. but yes, I actually owned that Wicked copy with the,
with the Broadway
of the original cast.
What? That's not right.
Ken's looking it up.
Can I see it?
I'm, like, floored. That can't be right.
Yes. So, yeah.
No.
I think
no,
I got
no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
There's,
yeah.
It wasn't in the movie I watched. Otherwise, I would have watched it again.
Oh, my God. Kenneth.
No, I'm kidding. That's the best
That's
joke.
Wicked After Dark.
Yeah, that's the best joke in the whole podcast.
I had a fun name there.
No, that's in there. That is in there.
I'm stealing your shades.
Now. I will answer that. Yes, that is in there. Jeez, as somebody who read it, yes,
it's great. It's spicy.
I'm floored.
I'll go off air. I will tell you the dirty details. I've read Wicked and The Outsiders to answer my own question.
Yeah, I was curious.
I have yet to read The Notebook and Water for Elephants. Those are my two, like, they're on my TBR to be read.
Yeah.
I should probably get into it, because I love The Notebook, the musical, and I love The Water for Elephants. I love the movie, The Notebook, so I'm like, that feels like, both of them, I feel like I should have read.
Yeah.
Like, that would be books that I
would enjoy.
You could really do a book club.
Yes.
Like a Shay's book club.
Yeah.
And, like, read it before you see it.
That's what I would
and
do.
And then, like, you can have, like, a little book club meeting and discuss, like, not only the book, but everything.
Yeah, yeah. Adaptation-wise, like, what changed?
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
Like, especially with Wicked. Yeah.
I don't read, so Wicked. I ain't doing that shit, but, yeah.
You don't read?
No, not particularly.
Audiobook.
Yeah. Audiobook sometimes. Like, I read Bob Iger's autobiography or listened to it when I was traveling for work and things like that.
Listen, mm-hmm. I came back from vacation and I listened to two books and I thoroughly enjoyed them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's honestly more accessible to listen to it.
Oh, yeah. I listened to Matthew McConaughey's book. I listened to that book.
Look at you.
Yeah. Then I listened to all like
McConaughey's. Was the first line in Matthew McConaughey's book, all right, all right, all right? No.
Whatever his book is called. It was pretty good. I don't know if he had a ghostwriter do it. I'm sure he did. But
oh, man. But. Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm like, I've never read a Nicholas Sparks book. Like I've,
I there's a million either, movies, but a million movies. Romance novel.
Yeah,
and like that like theme, like the not theme. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like the
sometimes I need
the elements.
Something fluffy and light and makes my heart feel good.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You want to laugh and cry and swoon and yeah. Like The Notebook does that. And then what I kind of like about Water for Elephants is that it does feel very parallel to Notebook. Like when I read Water for Elephants, I was like, this reminds me a little bit of The Notebook because he's kind of the main character is reflecting back.
Yeah.
And there's like a really nice like journey that the character goes on that I just think is like really easy to just like you could knock it out on a weekend kind of book. Yeah. Like it just flows. It's got a nice pace. The movie I feel like maybe missed like the spark of what I think Water for Elephants is, which is like finding your family and your people. So I'm really kind of curious to see how Water for Elephants the musical
is
does
it
that.
Is it like Dumbo?
No. I had to think about it because I've never seen the Disney movie Dumbo.
Dumbo's the circus and finding his mother.
Yeah, there's some themes there.
Timothy Mouse guiding him.
There is the general themes of there is an elephant in the circus. Sure.
Yeah, there you're right. Yeah.
As somebody who saw it on Broadway, I obviously can't comment on what the tour will do because they haven't. I don't even know if they've started rehearsals yet.
Ooh.
But they announced the cast, though. I saw that.
A bunch of casts got announced.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They announced The Notebook. They just announced The Sound of Music as of today.
Oh,
we don't have
Wait,
The Sound
so
of Music in our season.
You announced the tour first and then the cast after?
Yes.
Yes.
Most of the time. They announced The Outsiders. Usually it's like, because they have to know, when you're auditioning for it, you have to know the tour is coming.
Yeah, you got to know the creatives, too. Like, who's the director? Who's the choreographer? Who's going to be in the room?
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, but as what I was going to say is, as somebody who saw the show at Broadway, I do feel like they really had, not harped, but they really focused in on that, like, the found family of it all.
The company that wrote the music, because it's like, it is a group, it's a theater group. I think they're called Pigpen Theater Co. And they devised a show when I was like right out of college for The Fringe that ended up kind of being incredibly successful called, I think, The Old Man and the Moon. Do you remember that?
So my friend is a, shout out to Michael Morag. This is the first time I've
heard him. Hey, Michael Morag!
I think this is the show that he played it like a part of it for me in the car. And he's like, isn't this beautiful? Where it's like, is there like puppets?
Yeah,
and stuff?
A lot of different puppets. It was really pretty.
Like, did you get to see it?
I did get to see it.
I'm so insanely jealous because he played it for me. I think we were driving. So this summer I saw a lot of theater and a lot of it was like driving.
Yeah, you were good about that.
Thank you. Yeah. I think we were driving to the Rev and he was showing it to me. That or one of our Toronto trips. But he was showing it to me and I was like, this looks incredible. I'm so mad that I missed this.
I was like really obsessed with it. And we went and saw it. I think it was at, what's the theater called 42 on Broadway? It's like, but anyway, I'm sorry I got your theater name wrong, but I will check myself. But that's where they had the production going. And it was, it was like silhouette puppetry.
Yes.
And
oh
like,
my goodness.
Oh, it was very
beautiful. It's like you're that guy that came here who does puppets?
Cam.
Cam. I think Cam probably has worked with that kind of medium before, because Cam did puppetry at the O'Neill, and the O'Neill has a puppetry conference.
I think puppetry is incredible. Yeah, it's so
I'm gonna make Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm gonna make Michael send the trailer so I can.
Yeah, kind of stuff. I love the puppets and I like the Muppets and all that.
Yeah.
Stuff,
so. Well, that was what was kind of nice about listening to Water for Elephants was I was like, oh my God, it's the Old Man and the Old Moon group. And
do they
like,
have puppets in?
They do.
Yeah, they have the elephant.
I can't speak for what's going on in the because they could change things. Like, sure. I don't know what's going on, like, adaptation wise from the Broadway to the tour. But on Broadway, they had a bunch of puppets for the various animals. They had a giant one for the elephant, and then at one point for a horse. I'm trying not to spoil anything.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing good.
Had somebody. There's a beautiful, like, the art of silk.
Silk.
Have
dancing?
You seen, like, Pink perform on the Grammys?
Yeah, she's like, silk. Dangling from the thing and doing all the
silks is hard. Yeah, that's some hard work.
They had it on Broadway. A horse was represented by a dancer on silks.
That's beautiful.
And I'm not going to spoil it, but it was very, like, it was such an impactful moment.
Yeah.
With the horse.
We'll go see it.
If you've seen it, you know exactly what I'm talking about with the horse and the silks. They do incorporate a lot of, at least on Broadway, they incorporated a lot of the puppets. I don't want to speak because I haven't seen the tour yet. Yeah. I'm assuming it'll be something similar, but I don't want to.
That energy to me is like, it gives a little folky kind of feel to it. It feels very like a warm cup of soup and like, but also exciting elements that just probably come from like ordinary places, which is kind of like the most exciting theater to me, is when people make magic out of things that you see every day. That's so cool.
Like Quasimodo.
I knew you were gonna do that. I knew you were gonna say that.
Just keeping it consistent.
Well, remember the puppetry at the beginning of Hunchback of Notre Dame, the movie, with the silk or with the silhouettes of Quasimodo with.
You know how Clopin does...
Oh, yeah, his little puppet show in the beginning. Yeah.
There we go. I tied it together for you.
I thought you were talking about Quasimodo's little model he has up in...
He does have a little...
That's true.
He does have a little model.
And then Frollo takes his little self, because he's in the festival, and Frollo puts him on the thing, and he goes, you stay up here.
Okay.
he goes, you stay up here.
I forgot he plays with
When Esmeralda's goat... I'm just going to bring this up really quickly.
What's his name again?
Oh, it's... Jolly.
When
he eats the figures on the thing, as a kid, I would get so stressed out. I was like, Quasimodo's forever on those. Just ate
Jolly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
it is.
That's a terribly trained pet eating.
Poor Quasimodo. I still remember that. Him taking
the spears it.
Doesn't stab Quasimodo's figure.
Yes, he does.
No, he puts it back on the... because he's got him in, like, the...
Oh, he does it with Esmeralda's.
Does he not, like, burn Esmeralda's? Or, no, am I thinking of the Hellfire sequence?
Well, I have no idea.
Jolly doesn't make the cut in the Broadway.
there's no goat or model? Does Quasi have a table?
I don't know. We're going to have to produce something.
Bring that goddamn show, gosh darn show to Shays.
Somebody produce it and bring it to Shays.
I'll produce it. I'll fund it.
Since we brought up Starring Buffalo did do Hunchback of Notre Dame in concert.
Where the hell are they?
Ben Finkhauser.
They're coming back.
Come on, Ben Finky. Come on.
No,
isn't that his name?
Finkhauser was Finkhauser.
I'm sorry, Ben.
Moto. You would know him from Newsies as Davy on Broadway.
Oh,
He played Quasimodo. Ben Platt's brother Jonah was Phoebus.
Oh, Flex.
Captain Phoebus.
I forget who
your dream
was
role.
Esmeralda, but she was fabulous. Basically, Starring Buffalo, for those who don't know, they bring union Broadway performers and have them perform with Buffalo talent as well as with like high school students. So it's like melding the kind of three aspects of
your careers almost.
So it's really cool. It's like it's usually a stage concert version.
Yeah.
So people have like music and stands, but like there's a lot of staging that like helps imply like sets and costumes.
All that good stuff.
So it's not not like a full production, but it's still like you're still getting the beautiful music and the words from these things. This year, I think they're doing
Mel Brooks presents Young Frankenstein.
That's I remember that. I remember us talking about that when we were on the roof filming.
And then does he Rent?
There's Rent for I think one performance only at Shea's Buffalo.
Shut the front door
because that's like a remount because they've done Rent before.
Oh,
so
cool.
I think they're remounting their production of Rent that was at Shea 710 onto Shea's Buffalo.
Love that.
I don't know if this is true, but I think they said that they're the first local Buffalo in a while to do a production on Shea's Buffalo. Someone
fact-checked
me, but yeah. I'm pretty sure, at least in several years, they're the first people to do something on Shea's Buffalo.
The starring Buffalo group, I mean, Juliana's been a part of a couple of productions.
I've done Titanic. Like, I've been on stage with them for Titanic, and then I assistant directed their Cats.
That's right. Which is badass.
Cats, yes.
But they're such a great company. They really put the word and the lyric first, which I think is just a nice treat. And having Rent on the Buffalo, Shea's Buffalo stage sounds epic, even if it's one night only. I mean, that makes it even more epic to me.
Yeah. Like it's
one night only.
Yeah. Usually it's like a weekend. So I think they do two shows on Saturday and two on Sunday. But now I think it's just one for that performance. I do also know that they're doing, I think, like a Broadway love song cabaret over at Canterbury Woods.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to see a cabaret.
You can come to Shea 710.
No.
That one,
not
too.
Not that one, but yeah.
Yes, and.
Who knows? So a little plug for my friends there.
Yeah. So basically, the gist of this episode is you've got a lot of theater to see. You've got a lot of books to read, patrons.
And we have a great...
listeners.
And we have a great season. And we just reiterated how great the season is, and all the seasons around Western New York theaters.
Yeah.
So it's just a great community to be a part of.
Well said, Ken. Like a true thespian.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to bring out all my theater knowledge and curtain up when we meet all the peoples.
I challenge our listeners at home, if you're going to see The Outsiders, come say hi to Juliana and Ken and ask Ken a theater question.
Oh, no.
Ask Juliana a theater question, too, but ask Ken first.
No, yeah. Please don't do that.
Just say hi. Specifically ask him, like, how's the proscenium?
Yeah.
I cannot believe I forgot.
It could be, like, a Tumblr. Like, you know how, like, Tumblr, they had the, like, the how's your shoes laces or something like that to signal that you are on Tumblr? Instead, signal that you listen to our podcast by going up to Ken and saying, how's the proscenium?
Please do that. Just for the bit. Thank you.
Just to make him uncomfortable, I think.
And with that, I'm going to close out our lovely episode with some shout outs, which is happy opening to Disney's Beauty and the Beast, part of our 5-star bank Broadway season, sponsored by Gallagher. Then make sure you check us out and say hi to Ken and Juliana during our week of The Outsiders, which is September 17th through the 23rd. This is a really lovely show, guys. Don't miss it. And then finally, the Curtain Up kickoff cocktail party that we alluded to, September 19th. You can buy tickets on our Shea's website, and it is a great way to start off your evening. And then, like we said, folks, check out Curtain Up. Check out all the fun things and programming that is going down on Main Street. And last, but never least, we've got Dream Girls. I'm so sorry for singing
Holy
that, everyone.
Moly.
I'm going to see myself
that
out.
That was amazing.
Thank you. At Shea 710, don't forget, September 10th through the 28th, like, shows are selling out now, so get on it. People, do not miss out. Don't get the FOMO. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Recap. That was great.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right. Ken, can you play us out, please?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Break a leg.
Did you see the cast list get posted?
I'm 5, 6, 7.
See you at the party.
Cast Party is presented by Shea's Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
please rate, review, and subscribe to Shays Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.